Alright everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Hentai Corner. We are back with Strong Girls, as it was requested. So, let's go ahead and do another, another half hour, right? That'll be good. What a crazy day. After getting home, you decide to check in on Seiya and Minami. Hey! How are you two holding up after today? All that glorious muscle, poof, gone. Me too, I'm back to normal. It's like it never happened. Must be why Yuka had to take it again, the effects are temporary. It was incredible though, I've never felt so confident. Right? Let's meet at the school rooftop during lunch break tomorrow. We need to talk to Yuka about this. Can't wait. Good night everyone, thank you for today, Grim. You put your phone down and lay in bed, replaying the day's events in your mind. What a crazy day. I still can't believe it actually worked. Tomorrow's gonna be interesting. You drift off to sleep, dreaming of muscles and transformation. You head to the rooftop during lunch break and find Seiya and Minami already waiting. There he is, our muscle juice dealer. Seiya, please don't say it like that. Well, it's true. He got us hooked on the good stuff. Hooked. Yeah, I want those gains, man. I feel pumped thinking about getting another hit. You're always pumped, Seiya. Yeah, but now I know what being pumped really feels like. Speaking of which, when did you actually go back to normal? Around the time I got home. Thank God, too, that jersey was pretty rank. What about you, Minami? Well, even with the baggy jersey I wore home, people kept staring at me on the subway. But I kind of liked it. Usually I hate attention, but I felt so strong and confident. It was like, for once I didn't care what anyone thought or what I smelt like. Too bad it doesn't last. Talk about a tease. So you wanted us to talk to Yuka, right? Get some more of that sweet muscle juice? No, this is serious. We need to know why she has it and where it came from. Don't you think it's connected to how she's been acting lately? All distant and secretive? I mean, maybe, but who cares? Do you see how huge we got? I mean, actually, I think Grim has a point. Yuki might be in trouble. I think that's supposed to be Yuka. Yuka's our friend, and something's clearly going on with her. Right, yeah, sorry. I saw Yuka heading to the courtyard with her lunch. Perfect, let's go talk to her. Operation Muscle Mystery is go. Please don't call it that. Why not? Muscle Mystery sounds cool. Reminds me of, Doom Patrol. Was it the Man of Muscle Mystery? Yeah, I can't remember. It's a very interesting character. No, it doesn't. Come on, let's go before lunch break ends. The school courtyard is a vibrant tableau of life, a microcosm of teenage existence. Students are scattered across the tree-filled expanse, their laughter and chatter filling the air. Among them, Yuka sits alone, quietly eating her lunch, a picture of solitude amidst the animated groups of teens gossiping. Hey, Yuka, we need to talk. Oh, what about, Grim? I found out about something. She says nothing. I saw you drank something, and then you grew muscles before entering a building. She looks at you, fires raging in her eyes. You watched me undress? Grim, you didn't mention this part. How ungentlemanly. I can't. Too funny. Oh, well, sorry about that. But that's beside the point. Yuka, what's the deal with this muscle drink? Yuka, please share some with us. I mean, maybe we can help you? Yuka squints her eyes. The serum. Where did the serum come from? Why are you taking the serum? Are you in some kind of trouble? Where did the serum come from, Yuka? Yuka looks away from the three of you. You can trust us, Yuka. We're your friends. I need to complete the serum. Complete it? Yes, the serum. It's unfinished. I hope you didn't try it yet. Seiya and Minami exchange glances before bursting into laughter. About that, we kind of already tried it. In the gym storage room. You what? Yep, and let me tell you, that stuff is amazing. You tried it together? Sure did. Grim was there too. Oh my, so then you experienced the heightened arousal effect? Yes. Whoa, nothing happened, okay? We were perfect ladies. Well, nothing sexual happened. That's a relief. I was worried things might have gotten complicated. So how did it end? Well, obviously we had to test out our awesome new bodies. They both started lifting weights, squatting and pressing about 100 kilograms. That's, don't know what that is in freedom units. Excuse you, it was 140 kilograms, thank you very much. And it felt like lifting styrofoam. I've never felt so powerful. But then something weird happened. They grew even more. More? You mean you consumed additional serum? Nope, we only had that half-empty bottle I picked up, but it was like the workout itself triggered more growth. Heck yeah, it did. We got so huge our clothes didn't fit. Usually I'd be mortified, but I felt so confident and so strong. It's like nothing else mattered. Excess growth triggered by physical exertion? This is fascinating. The implications for muscle protein synthesis under serum influence. I need to investigate this phenomenon further. Oh, does that mean more experiments? Count me in. Did anyone see you? I don't think so. It was after school hours. You need to be absolutely certain. The serum must remain a secret. We can't risk exposure. Jeez, who knew muscle juice came with so many rules? Sai, I think this is serious. It is very serious. This isn't some game. The serum's effects are unpredictable, and the societal implications of its existence. Okay, we'll be more careful next time. Next time? Well, yeah, you don't think we're just gonna stop after experiencing that, do you? Saya. What? I'm just being honest. I wouldn't mind trying it again, too. I see I've created quite a situation here. Since you have experienced the serum as well as the side effects, you understand that it isn't complete. I must complete it. So you made this serum and it isn't complete? Yes. That's amazing. It's quite personal. I can't talk about it here. Honestly, I'm struggling, but since you know about the serum, maybe you can help. Meet me at the abandoned building after school, the one you saw me enter, Grim. I'll explain everything there. All right, Yuka, we'll be there. With that, Yuka left, leaving you to wonder what might be going on. This is amazing. I always dreamed of being more muscular, but I just can't get my lazy self to the gym. Ha ha! Let's help Yuka. I want to see where the ride takes us. I agree. But what if we get involved in something dangerous? You could seem very serious. What if some people, bad people rather, are involved? Let's gather more information before we decide anything. That sounds like a good plan, Grim. Let's meet her and see what's up. With our minds filled with worry and curiosity, we decided to meet Yuka at the abandoned building after school. Later that day, after school. Just trust me, girls, I know where I'm going. But Grim, it feels like we're walking in circles. Maybe you forgot the way because you were too busy looking at Yuka? Haha, that's right. I bet you were all starry-eyed staring at her butt. Alright. Knock it off, you two. How should I respond? Okay, maybe I was a little enamored, but who wouldn't be? Oh, Grim. Honest, but still such a hopeless romantic. The three of you arrive in the alley where you last saw Yuka. There she is. Told you I knew the way. Thank you for arriving on time. I trust your resolve is strong. Strong? Is that a pun? Yuka smirks and raises her eyes to the sky. Don't be a smartass. Resolve, is this going to be dangerous? Whatever it is, I'm here for it. Saya, you just want to drink the serum. Guilty as charged. Let's talk inside. We don't know who may be listening in. Will we be okay? It'll be an adventure! Saya, it's somehow reassuring how confident you always were. Follow me. You, Saya, and Minami follow Yuka into the abandoned building. Inside, you're greeted with a staircase dating probably from the 70s. The walls are covered in graffiti art. The floor is littered with little pieces of gravel and broken panels of plywood. You can hardly believe Yuka would hide anything of value in there. You follow Yuka up a flight of stairs to the fourth floor. The building's top floor is well lit with an access to a terrace. The whole place is covered with piles of dead leaves. Here we are. This abandoned place? The raven-haired girl stands in front of a large metal door at the top of the stairs. Yuka swiftly pulls out a key and opens the heavy door. Welcome to my laboratory! As you enter the large room, you are surprised to see that the interior is nothing like the outside. Nice wooden counters, large windows, and ample storage space. It's like this lab is in a completely different part of town. The room is bathed in a soft, natural light. Through the windows, you can see the trees of Asukawa Park. Similar to the building itself, few people visit the park, as it's sadly located in a fairly poor part of Tokyo. But being on the top floor means nobody will see what goes on inside the lab. Still, it's a warm, inviting space filled with the scent of old books and thriving plants, giving it a nice, homey feeling. Despite having a lot of books, flowers, and sightseeing instruments, you can tell it's quite organized and tidy. A fitting space that reflects Yuka's methodical personality. Wow, Yuka, your lab is... Wow! It's so cozy! Just what I would expect from you, Yuka. What do you think, Grim? It's like a library. Saya laughs when Minami gives a thoughtful nod. I'll take that as a compliment. You should have seen it before. It was such a mess. Now let's get down to business. Yuka takes a deep breath, her gaze serious. I want to tell you about the origin of the serum. My father, he was a dreamer. He had a vision of a world without suffering, a world where everyone was healthy. He envisioned a world where everyone was free of physical limitations. A world where nobody needed to be confined to a wheelchair. A world where everyone could enjoy being healthy and strong. That's a big dream. It's a beautiful dream. Yes, it was, but he believed he could create this powerful curative formula. A formula that also has the power to cure all kinds of diseases. But he needed a lot of money. My father worked hard to secure funding, but nobody believed in him. Till one day, a mysterious group came along. They offered funding. They promised to help him achieve his dream, but they had their own agenda. They didn't want to help people, did they? Correct. They only care about expanding their influence. This mysterious group is very powerful. It's a shadowy organization whose members include some of the most powerful people in the world. They run the world behind the scenes. Ooh, they're like the Illuminati. Hey, I recognize this logo. I saw it somewhere on the net. They're like snake people or something, right? Sneeple? Come on now, Grim, that's silly. There's no such thing. Sounds like Ouroboros. People seem to argue over whether or not this organization actually existed. They're no snake people. But yes, this organization very much exists. My father's notes confirm this. They are capable of massive misinformation campaigns, so finding any credible info about them is near impossible. I'm getting some serious conspiracy vibes. Their plan was to use my father's research to achieve immortality for themselves, thus ensuring their dominance. Such selfish desires. When they found out about my father's intention to help people instead, they sent an assassin. Oh! I arrived home late from club activities. It was raining that night. That's weird, the front door is open. Dad, I'm home. Maybe he's still at work. I'll go to the kitchen to make some dinner. Oh no! Dad! Yuka! Dad, what happened? There's blood everywhere! Yuka, I'm so glad you grew up to be so intelligent and beautiful. I'm so proud to be your father. Dad, stay with me, my sweet little girl. Take this key. Under my bed, there is a lockbox. Dad, don't speak. I'll get you to the hospital. There's no time, Yuka. This is it for me. Dad, no! I love you, Yuka. Dad! Yuka. Minami hugs Yuka. Yuka, you're so strong. Saya joins the hug. I'm sorry I closed myself off from you guys. These past 2 years, I've been so alone. Thank you. We will always be here for you. Thank you. So what do we do now? The lockbox that my dad told me about with his dying words contained the directions for this lab and a memory card with all his research backed up. The shadow organization confiscated all his research, but the lab was intact. So it is safe to assume that they're not aware of its existence. That's a relief. Then we're not in any danger. Correct. However, we must be cautious. If somehow they find out we're trying to complete the serum, then we may be in great danger. Oh, Saya, careful not to run your loud mouth. Hey, why are you singling me out? She's right, Saya. You tend to talk. And you love to show off. But what's the point of growing muscles if we can't show off? By the way, Yuka, you walk around with muscles all day. What's up with that? I admit I could be more cautious. I find the formula enhances my reflexes and thinking greatly, which allows me to work more efficiently. There's more to it, right? Yes, I admit I also just love the feeling of being powerful. I know, right? I want to take some more of the serum right now. Girls, stop! This is no playing matter. This organization has shown they will easily kill anyone that gets in their way. That includes us. We cannot just walk around growing muscles in public. And you, Yuka, you drank some outside in that alley. That's how I found out about you. If I could find out, it's only a matter of time before they do. Yes, I knew you were watching. Wait, what? You thought I didn't notice you following me around on the streets? But I guess I was hoping it would lead you to come here. It wasn't part of my plan to lose my bottle in the alley. Blushes. I thought you'd come to find me inside. But why? I guess I wanted to be found out by you. Oh, what? I've been so lonely these last 2 years. It seems Yuka has her sights set on you. You should consider your next words carefully. How should I respond? You closed yourself off from us, Yuka, but I'm happy you finally opened up to us. Thank you, Grim. I really need your help. I have made progress on finishing the formula, but I won't be able to finish it alone. It works now, with some side effects. Currently, it has three problems. Firstly, and most notably, it's making the subject incredibly aroused and out of control. Yeah, we've experienced that already. And the problem with that is, it's hard to just take a small dose. Once you've experienced the rush, you want to take more. What's so bad about that? If you take too much, you could lose control completely. Oh, right. So that's where you come in. By now, I'm able to only take a small sip and control myself. But I need to find out if it's because I tweaked the formula or if I'm simply used to it. And to be honest, I need a test group bigger than just myself. I need to see how others respond to the formula. Yay, so you're gonna give us some to try? Sai, I'm not sure we can trust you with the formula. Hey, Minami, come on, you know I'm just excited, aren't you? Yes, of course. I'll give each of you a bottle. I want you to try it out. Discreetly, of course. And then at the end of the week, I want you to report back what you experienced. Try different activities, mental, physical, etc. Take only a small sip and see if you can control your, ahem, urges. You got it, ma'am. What about me? Well, that's the second problem with this formula. Regrettably, it doesn't work on men. Oh. Sorry, Grim. Didn't mean to make you feel bad. Yes, I'm afraid it won't work for guys without changing the compound's entire base structure. So I'm focusing on finishing the female version first. Sorry, Grim. Finally, the third and final problem with the formula is that it's not permanent. The time it lasts depends on the activity and the quantity. Yuka takes your empty bottle and gives the full one to both Saya and Minami. Please, all of you, test the formula and report back in a week. At this pace, we'll be able to complete the formula in no time. Woo! Wow, amazing. What about me? What about you? You're a guy. The serum doesn't work for you. Oh, I'm sure I can find some tasks for you. Alright, well then, I'm gonna go. Take care, Yuka. See you tomorrow, guys. I'm gonna stay a little longer here. Okay, see ya, Yuka. Yes, goodbye, Yuka. As you went down the old neglected staircase, Saya and Minami went past you. Both seemed quite excited. It's getting late, so you went home. Your mind feels heavy from all the earlier revelations. You should find something to entertain yourself for the evening. What should I do before going to bed? Go online or watch TV. You sit at your desk and spend the rest of the evening surfing the web. You notably spend a lot of time on video sites. I should go to bed, though, now. You get in your bed and you look at the ceiling. You try to go to sleep and you find yourself even wondering how to make it happen faster. Your phone's alarm wakes you up. It's 6 in the morning. Better get ready for school. You take a brief breakfast followed by a nice hot shower. You got a text from Yuka. Grim, could you come to the lab after school? I want to run some tests. Oh wow, that's the most direct invitation I've ever seen. I should consider carefully if I want to take her up on the offer. I want to find out what Yuka means by running tests. Sounds interesting. Plus, I've been meaning to spend some time with her since. Well, since I saw her in the alley. Sai and Manami can have fun without me, can't they? You leave for school. Joining the herd of students rushing in the halls of the school, you bump into a girl. Hey! Oh, sorry, I didn't see you. Didn't see me, are you calling me small? I didn't say small. If only I could grow taller, like Yuka. I said sorry. Jeez, who was that anyway? Hey, careful. Oh, Grim. Hey, Yuka, sorry. It's okay, don't worry. So we're still on to meet at the lab later? Yeah, I'm gonna join Saya and Manami for Miss Jiro's class. Then it's off to the lab. Great. I should already be there when you're out of class. See you then. See you later. Yuka leaves for her own classroom. Good morning, everyone. Today we're going to have a follow-up to last week's lesson. Please open your science books to page 192. As you open your science book, the topic makes your mind wander to the muscular Yuka doing chemistry in her hidden lab. You suddenly realize that you're the last one in class to get to the required page of the book. Mr. Grimm! Oh, crap! From last week's experience, can you remind the class which is considered the solute when hydrochloric acid is used to dissolve sodium? Should be hydrochloric. The solute would be the hydrochloric acid, right? No, that's incorrect. Well, okay, so that would be it. Well, I thought the... Okay, so hold on. Let's look at that again. Hydrochloric acid being used to dissolve the sodium. Bisulfate. Oh, the solute! Duh! Because the solvent plus the solute equals the solution. So the solute would be the sodium bisulfate that the hydrochloric acid is dissolving, which equals the solution. Okay, I was thinking of the solution, but you know, it's kind of early in the morning and I hadn't had a lot of sleep, so give me a break. Your knowledge has increased. Your current knowledge level is 1. Indeed, Grim, the answer was sodium bisulfate. Lucky guess. Don't listen to her, Grim. You did great. Miss Jiro turns to the blackboard and writes in large letters sodium bisulfate. Sodium bisulfite. I thought it'd be a sulfate. Whatever. Underlining it for the class. You cannot mistake solute for solvent. The solvent is the substance that is used to dissolve the solute. Oh yeah, I remember Breaking Bad. Saya giggles. Melting bodies! Yuck, I'm glad I didn't watch this show. Sorry to disappoint, but we won't be cooking meth. The only things I cook are your brains. Now let us continue. So, page 192. The rest of the lesson goes by fairly quickly. As the school bell rings, the students waste no time in putting their school books in their bags. You're about to leave Asaya Manami when your teacher hails you. Grim, a moment please. You're now the only student left in the room and your discomfort grows. You did good today, which proved that you could be focused and apply yourself in class, which is good to see. Oh, well, thank you, ma'am. I know you'd like to be a goofball to amuse your friends, Manami and Saya, but I can tell you have the potential for so much more. So please, Mr. Grimm, keep your future in mind going forward. I will, Miss Jiro. By the way, Miss Jiro, the PE teacher, Mr. Goro, he asked about you. He did? What'd he ask? Nothing specific, he just seemed interested. Miss Jiro immediately regains her composure. That's very nice of him. Thank you for letting me know. Your teacher tentatively smiles at you. You may go find your classmates outside now. Thank you. You're ecstatic, as it's now time to meet up with Yuka. You look for her in the school hall, but it seems she already left without you. You hurry to get to Yuka's lab. By now I know the way perfectly. You reach the abandoned building which hides Yuka's lab. You quickly climb down the stairs to find yourself staring at her door. The heavy steel door isn't locked like last time, probably because Yuka's expecting you. You let yourself inside. Hello? Yuka, it's me. Where is she? I'm in here. You hear Yuka's voice coming from the next room. You follow it. You enter the study. The room stands out from the rest of the lab by having a lot more plants. Maybe Yuka likes to take care of plants. Or perhaps the plants provide the ingredients to the muscle formula. You see Yuka typing on her computer at her desk while wearing a white lab coat. She seems to be doing some research. As she stands up, you now realize that besides her lab coat, she's only wearing a bikini. Hey, Yuka. Grim, glad you can make it. Yuka. Do you often science wearing lingerie? Well, she blushes slightly. Yes, actually. It avoids wardrobe malfunction issues. And I like the feeling. It doesn't seem like the safest way to handle chemicals. Indeed, it isn't. But then again, I'm not using anything that could burn me right now. You can't shake the feeling that she's also dressed like this, specifically for you. Look, I just finished up a version of the formula that may work on guys. Whoa, were you serious? You work fast. Well, I have been meaning to test this one. Yuka hands you a vial of clear liquid. You mean I should get muscular by drinking this? Yes, you should get all the benefits. Sweet, watch out, girls. You're not the only ones in this club anymore. You take a sip of the vial. Tastes like plain water. Yuka's watching you intently with a notepad in hand. So, is something supposed to happen? Damn, another failed experiment. What do you mean, so it does nothing? Before getting any answer from Yuka, she grabs a bottle and takes a sip. Yuka, are you listening to me, or... Yuka puts the bottle on the desk and exhales contentedly. Ah, yes. Are you ready, Grim? What's happening? Yuka gives you a wink. Since the tweak formula had no effect on you, I'm going to need a first-hand account of what happens to you when your phallus is exposed to the secretions of a woman who drank the formula. Yuka starts to grow, her pecs flexing. Her deltoids form into perfect boulders of muscle mass. Her biceps have grown into peaks of pure steel. Her abs protrude from her lab coat like creases over a valley of sinew. Yuka, you look incredible, and I feel amazing, too. I love it when my body pulses with power. Yuka slips out of her lab coat, revealing her sculpted body. The thought comes to mind. Could she have planned this? You immediately forget about it and focus on the show. What do you mean? The growth formula greatly increases the release of oxytocin in the brain. It's kind of like a love potion. Oxytocin? Isn't that the hormone that deals with social bonding? Yes, and coupled with the extremely fast muscle growth, it tends to turn off some inhibitions. Case in point, this big mama feels mighty horny right about now. Yuka gestures for you to look at her to take in the sight. Like what you see? You look gorgeous, Yuka. Maybe you want to do more than just look. You see, we need to test this female secretion thing. I need you to taste it. Yuka gestures towards her loins. Yuka, you look stunning, my dream girl. You approach Yuka. Oh, you grab her thigh. It's as hard as steel, and you can feel the powerful cord and muscles tensing under its soft skin. Grim! Yuka raises her leg, inviting you to eat her out. You go in. Wow, hold on. Her pussy smells like sweet roses. Such a heavenly aroma. You start to lick. As your tongue touches her labia, Yuka quivers a bit. I've been so alone these past few years. I haven't really touched or hugged anyone for so long. Yuka, I promise I'll hug you whenever you need. Oh, Grim. You continue to caress her with your tongue. The taste of her love juice is sweet, like honey. You start to feel energized from it, like someone just injected adrenaline straight into your heart. Yuka's breathing faster, her lower lips pulsing in sync with her heartbeat. Oh, yes. As you keep on following her folds, all her limbs flex. With each heartbeat, she's becoming warmer and warmer. You can see her body tightening up, revealing veins all over her muscles. So good. Don't stop. Yuka can barely stop herself from orgasming. You take it as a sign to go faster. You grab her thighs tightly to anchor yourself, and you continue to lick. Oh my god, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god. Yuka's massive thighs are now squeezing on your head. Fortunately, not hard enough to hurt you. Yuka's body convulses. I'm coming again! You keep going faster and faster. The energy you feel from her love nectar gives you the stamina of a horse. Oh, yes. Yes. Oh. Yuka's pushing you away to get a breather. She's breathing heavily. Grim, you're incredible. Yuka stands up and flexes her back. I feel so good, my muscles are more pumped than ever. So this is what sex does after drinking the formula. It's fantastic. Yuka reaches for her notepad to take notes. You look amazing, Yuka.
But I didn't grow.
Yeah, I didn't see anything either. How do you feel, though? I feel incredibly energized. Like I can climb Mount Fuji in my underwear. Maybe we should. Sounds like a date. Yuka pulls you close for a hug. Grim, do you like me? So moving a bit fast, Yuka. Let's just wait and see. Yeah, sounds reasonable. Let's focus on finishing the formula together. Right. It's getting late, though. I should be getting back home. Stay safe, Grim. You say goodbye to Yuka and head home. You still feel intense energy burning inside you. Why take the subway? I might as well run the whole way home. You take off in a sprint. You manage to keep sprinting at a good pace without getting tired. In quite the record time, you reach your apartment building. What should I do before going to bed? You sit on your bed and watch the latest episode of Spy X Nakama. Can't wait for the next episode. You go to your bed and sleep like a baby. You're wakened by your phone's alarm, 6 a.m. Alright, that's all we got for this one, guys. We'll see you in April for more of this if you guys request it. If you guys want more muscle waifus, we'll give you more muscle waifus. Remember, you can pick up Strong Girls on itch.io for free. So do that, and you can also support him on Patreon. I'm out. See you next time.